listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I found it really easy when I got here to bring everything I am with me and not necessarily change it. I've always made sure my voice was heard. My name is Yara, and I'm a Palestinian born and raised in Dubai. I'm a practicing Muslim, and I'm a junior here at Penn State. Within the community, I'm very close to people with the same faith as mine, the same background. Also, I do have a diverse group of friends. It doesn't matter whether or not some agree with me, I will always voice out my opinions and make sure I listen to others' views too. So I'm very interested in that, and I've been doing a lot of things with that. My family is a Muslim family, and my dad is more secular. He's not as religious as my mom and my mom's side of the family. So I grew up with a very modern view of the world, still very religious in certain aspects, but very open to new experiences, to different ideas, and really changing my own views at times and being okay with that. I grew up with that being the norm. My dad's main two points that he made sure we knew growing up, the two things he wanted engraved in us were, you treat people the way you want to be treated, and it's all about your intentions. So I think that goes in every religion, no matter how it's said or how it's practiced. That's the point of almost every religion, which is tolerance and understanding and really the best of intentions. It's tough to practice it, I'm not going to lie. I don't really pray here. I wouldn't fast. Ramadan comes in summer and I'm at home, but I wouldn't fast if I were here just because of the exposure to food. You know, you can't stop that here. Back home, it's the law to not eat in public. I haven't prayed very much. But ironically, I think I've gotten more religious now that I'm here. So I think that the fact that I'm listening to so many different views and being so exposed to so many different people, I've come to terms with my religion, and I've gotten deeper into it, and I've realized that it's not simply about skin deep things that you do. So it's not necessarily about wearing the scarf that makes you Muslim, or praying five times a day that makes you Muslim. It's about, like I said, your intentions and just really how you treat people and how that all comes back to you. So I think in that sense, I've become actually a lot more religious since I've gotten here. So the Penn State community has helped me with that. You know, you can't blame people who have never seen Muslims besides what they've seen on the news or if they've never met them. So I think it's very important. Again, this comes into me becoming more religious just because I understand my religion and I can share it. And I think actually it's really good that we are kind of, so we're not persecuted or attacked or sometimes targeted. It's more about, you know, because so many people have opposing views, you can bring that in and really understand why. But another thing that's really important is I'm a very white-looking person. So I don't experience this as much as a scarfed girl would or a very Saudi-looking man would. I think Penn State is doing a lot in addressing lots of issues, lots of social issues, lots of religious issues. But I think at the same time, they're a little too focused on some areas. I think some of the general things that they preach are more targeted, whether they intend to target things or not. You know, just having people talk more and making sure that they know what's going on, because lots of people live a life of, you know, just class and home, and studying. And so getting them involved and engaged is tough, but I think Penn State can do more, especially with people who are being targeted now, for example, Muslims, in the media and stuff, doing more to clean up that reputation. I mean, there's really something for everyone. here at Penn State, so don't get too comfortable. I think the most important thing is to challenge yourself repeatedly. If you hate, for example, I'm Palestinian, clearly I force myself to speak to Israelis on a regular basis. I think it's very important to challenge your views to either make them stronger or possibly change them, but to also be okay with that change if it were to happen.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.